Chi High Baseball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Cards is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Stelter Incorporated, Quality Propane and Fuels, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and Grace Home Respiratory. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, it's the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson.
WOGO, your sports station.
And good afternoon and welcome. Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak, and we are just to the left of home plate, just to the right of the Chi High third base dugout as we get set to bring you 22-5 Chi High, the Cardinals against the Wisconsin Rapid Lincoln Red Raiders coming in at 15-8 off their win yesterday in the regional semifinal. The Cards played back on Monday, 9-1 winners over River Falls, the third straight victory they had over River Falls, ending the regular season and starting the postseason. And this is when it starts to get even more interesting, Tammy.
It does. The playoff season, there's nothing like it. The energy is there, and everybody comes knowing that it's do or die. So that adds pressure, but sometimes that people rise to that, and that's who prevails.
Absolutely, and so very interesting as far as the bracket is concerned. For today, you've got Stevens Point, the one seed, against the eight seed Menominee, a 10-2 winner over Wausau West on Monday. And also you've got D.C. Everest as they're riding high after beating Memorial 14-0 and in five innings, taking on the 11 seed Marshfield, a 6-0 winner over Hudson. And then also Superior, a team we saw a few times this season, taking on the 2 seed New Richmond at the bottom of the bracket at New Richmond. So some interesting contests, some real quality teams out there.
Yeah, we've talked, you know, just I think about the tournament that we did here and how people just talk about this area of the state. Softball is strong and alive and well, and this is a good competition at every area of the bracket.
So, again, it's going to be two youthful pitchers. Talk about underclassmen. I got to say, as I'm putting the lineup together, I think one of the things that stands out to me, I'd be interested in your take as somebody who was the head softball coach for a couple of years here back in the day, Tammy, and that is 9 seniors for Chi High. I'm thinking about the seniors. This is the second playoff game, but, boy, you know, there's a number of seniors in key positions for the Cards.
Well, and that in itself makes the, you know, they don't want it to be their last game.
Right.
You know, they're on their home field, which is certainly a good place to start. In terms of competing, but they do not want this to be the last time that they're on the field as in this particular group of people. They like this team, and they've developed a strong team for the year, and that will be motivating to them as well to play a real crisp game.
Absolutely. So, again, Violet McAwam, the freshman, slated to go for the Cards against Bailey Williams, the sophomore for Wisconsin Rapids. They've got two sophomores. They alternate. We'll hear from head coach Holberg in a moment. But first, sportsmanship doesn't stop when the game ends. It's part of the community you live in. Respect, character, dignity, and leading by example. That's why Rural Mutual Insurance has been a proud sponsor of the WIA Sportsmanship Award since it started 60 years ago. From baseball and softball to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It also celebrates sportsmanship in your community. Visit www.ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can partner to be true champions. We're back in 2 minutes with the head coach Isaac Holberg, and 2 minutes after that, Jared Faraday, the Cards on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Cardinal countdown for this Division I regional final. Isaac Holberg, head coach of the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln Red Raiders. And, coach, congratulations on making it to the regional final.
Thanks. We're happy to be here.
Yeah. 14-7 win over Wausau East just yesterday. Tell us about that.
We knew they were coming in. Their senior pitcher was, she's been pitching really well all year, so we knew we just had to stick with it. And fortunately, yesterday we were able to get runs in almost every inning and just out-hit them at the end. So,
one of the victories that certainly gets the attention of Chi High fans with the rivalry they've had with Stevens Point over the years, the champion in your conferences. You guys beat them by a run.
Yeah, we played solid defense that night. We were hitting our spots pitching-wise. We were making plays on defense, and when the last inning came around and we got our offense rolling, we were able to get five and beat them 6-5.
Battle of young pitchers today as you go with a sophomore, Bailey Williams, against the freshman Violet McElwam for the Cards.
Yep. Yeah, we got two sophomore pitchers coming in this year, and we've been alternating them starts every single game. So tonight it's Bailey's turn, and we're hoping for good things from her tonight. And she's able to keep batters off balance, and hopefully we can get some routine plays out of our defense and give us a chance to put up some runs tonight.
Some similar foes between the two of you, but Chi High and Rapids, you guys didn't meet during the season.
No, we haven't played in the last few years. Always a good competition with Chi High. They're a great program, have been a great program for a number of years now. We're trying to get to that level, so the fact that we can be the 5 seed and come play them as the 4 seed really shows where we've gotten our program to, and we're looking forward to a great matchup tonight.
And you guys are healthy?
For the most part.
All right, very good. Coach, we wish you the best. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Thanks
All
for
right.
having us.
There we go. There's Isaac Holberg, the head coach of the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln Red Raiders. Coming up, we'll hear from Jared Faraday in 2 minutes on WDOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Czech Law Office to your team.
One of the reasons people go to Maury's Auto Group is because they recognize the faces. The Maury's team is built on local people. The folks at Maury's are proud to call this area home. Another reason people come to Maury's is because they're part of a larger family of dealerships. That means when you come to Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're plugging into Maury's over 5,000 vehicle inventory. It's the best of both worlds. Local dealerships, most options for you and your family. Maury's, moving life forward.
Cardinal Countdown before today's Wisconsin Rapids Chi-High Girls Division I Regional Final. Beautiful day for softball, and Coach, exciting day.
Yeah, you know, we get, you know, the week weather-wise has been kind of shaky, but we were lucky to play Monday night on a beautiful night, and now here again tonight, and another perfect night weather-wise.
Yeah, absolutely, whereas the Rapids team winning last night over Wausau East 14-7.
Yeah, and, you know, they're a very solid team, you know, five seed. They beat Stevens Point earlier in the year by one run. You know, quality players. Isaac's good coach, does a nice job with this program. They've been very competitive, you know, the last few years, and we're going to have to come out and play well tonight.
Violet McAwam had it going in that victory 9-1 the other day for you.
Yeah, you know, I thought she threw well. I thought Lakin came in and threw real well in the seventh as well. So kind of starting the same course that we did that night with Violet starting tonight and knowing that we have people to come in if needed and see how it goes.
Comfortable being at home, and it's kind of nice to have the regional final at home.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, anytime you can play at home, not have to make a couple-hour trip on a bus and things like that, it's, you know, I say it's an advantage.
But you've seen it all. You've seen it where maybe you guys get a surprise, somebody upsets you here, and you've won the state title. So you've seen everything, right?
Absolutely. The bottom line is you have to come out and play well. And, you know, tonight I've said for a long time, team that plays catch best wins, and it's probably going to be the case.
You seem very comfortable, very relaxed.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's, you know, these kids have put in the time, and now it's just you go out and play and see what happens.
All right, let's see what happens. We'll talk to you afterwards.
Thank you.
All right, one of the rare times it's not a double or triple header. You know? So, all right, Jared Faraday of the Cards, and we're inching closer to softball, the Division I Regional Final, while the McDonald girls are in action as well on Max TV in their contest. So catch them both back and forth here. But here on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com, Chi-High and their opponent, Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln, coming next on WOGO Sports.
Back in line.
Hey, what you in for?
Bronchitis. You?
My kid got this ear infection.
Hey, quiet over there.
Waiting in line at the pharmacy shouldn't feel like a prison sentence. So skip the big box and transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. Your locally owned Medicine Shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee provide caring service, expert pharmacists, and even free local delivery, so you can skip the wait altogether. The Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive an average of $29.74 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $35.98 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or a spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed. Don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Mark Halverson, Tammy Slowiak here on FM 103.1 and WOGO.com. Chi-High and Rapids Girls Division I Regional Final for softball. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika just to our right, where they're going to have McDonald, and also it is Colfax today in that Division IV softball regional final, hoping both teams can move on. But Tammy, time for our Toys and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. How about it?
Listening to the coaches.
We'll get it when we come back on WOGO.
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes our Chi High and McDonald's student athletes the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I near St. Joseph's Hospital. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on Facebook and Instagram for upcoming events and tips on taking care of your health naturally. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Okay, Tyson Ford, Keys to the Game, Part 2, where you'll find a friend, Tyson Ford, Chippewa Falls. Tammy Slowey, how about it?
It's going to come down to the team that plays the cleanest. I would expect that both teams are going to be getting hits, and so, Jared alluded to the concept, and his philosophy is of the team that plays catch the best, and I think that that's going to be a big part of it. Crisp, error, as error-free as possible ball is going to be key.
There you go. Those are the Tyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Tyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. And get out there and support the Eau Claire Express. Craig Torson, owner of that, heard him on statewide syndicated sports show yesterday. Did a great job. All right. Well, let's take care of one more item of business here, and that is milk. Milk's been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds up pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why the pro softball players, maybe pro baseball players, know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. All right, so Chi High taking the field, and let's set the scene for them defensively first. For the Cardinals, pitching the freshman Violet McAwam, Lauren Shepard, the sophomore catcher, Allie Geist, this fellow sophomore, is at first, Michael Burrow, the senior, at second, Kenneth Johnson, the senior shortstop, and Georgia Romanowski winning the third base spot, the freshman. In the outfield from left to right, senior Olivia Sanborn in left, Paige Steinmetz so solid in center, and Emma McAwam, a senior in right field. McKenna Bauer is the designated player hitting in place of McAwam. For Wisconsin Rapids, leading off will be the shortstop, number 14, Gabby Nielitz, junior, hitting second, the daughter of the coach, Isaac Holberg. His daughter, Sydney, plays shortstop, 00. Kristen Ratke, the center fielder, number 10, a junior, batting third. Hitting fourth is Annabelle Ross, a junior, and playing first base. Layla Petra is the sophomore catcher, number 11, batting fifth. Also, you've got Kiana McIntyre, the designated player, a sophomore, hitting sixth. Jazz Redcloud, the third baseman, a senior, batting seventh. Nolita Carroll, the junior, at second, batting eighth. And Rachel Linsmeyer is the sophomore in right field, number eight, batting ninth. So again, for Wisconsin Rapids, Nielitz, Holberg, Radke, Ross, Petra, McIntyre, Redcloud, Carroll, and Linsmeyer. And we've got the name of one of the two umpires, so one is better than none, so help me out here.
The field ump is Terry Dackel this evening.
All right, and we will get the home plate umpire here between the first and bottom of the first, okay? All right, so the leadoff hitter, Gabby Nielitz, against Violet McAwam here on WOGO as we get things rolling. And the first pitch swinging, strike one. Well, I was not here. My daughter, Elena, who's running the board, she had a recital, five wonderful dances we got to see her in, and many, many more dances from Infinity Dance Center in Eau Claire at the Pablo Center. But how about you? Did you miss the game, too?
I did. I listened to it when I got home, but I had an appointment that I
made
sure was...
This one hit the left field, a long foul ball, and she really got a hold of it that time. Nielitz that time against Macawam as the count goes to 0-2 to the leadoff hitter for Rapids.
Yeah, so I was made my appointment so I wouldn't miss the game.
Yeah.
But then it got moved to Monday. So.
Oh, well. Isn't that just the way?
Yeah. Mother Nature.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. And this one smacked to short. Johnston with it. Throws it over to first in time for the out to Geist. And one away. Score at 6-3. And it brings up Sydney Holberg, the sophomore shortstop, 0-0. Again, we do have some stats for Chi High. We'll be able to share those when they're at bat, but unfortunately, we don't have any batting average numbers to share for the left-handed hitting Holberg. Her dad, Isaac, the head coach, high in the air on the infield. Michael Burrow backing up second base, and she's going to drop it. She dropped it, and it's going to drop in there. And E4, it was just coming right down, and she lost it in the sun, apparently.
Yeah, it looked like she turned a little bit. Wasn't really sure how to track that. It's right on the edge of the grass there, and just over her head. High pop-up, catchable ball.
WDOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Triple Falls. So that's where the clean part. Now the Cards trying to make up for that. Here is Macawam. First pitch fouled off. Again, we saw Violet. She struggled a bit in that triple header, but you just never know. And it sounded like she really had it going on Monday, just 3 days ago.
Right, right. Yeah, there were a number of, I guess I don't know what her stats were in terms of strikeouts on Monday, but
right.
She had a lot of control and a lot of movement on her ball, it sounded like.
Here's the 0-1 pitch, swinging strike two, as the runner Holberg at first trying to, was thinking about doing something, but heading back to base. So she's getting in front of the hitters here, all three hitters.
It's nice to have that kind of control when you have a strike or two on them, then you're in charge as a pitcher.
The 0-2 pitch, swinging, strike three. So there's one down for, make it two out for Wisconsin Rapids, and it brings up Annabelle Ross, Jr. She is the first baseman, hitting from the right side, the cleanup hitter. Macawam's first strikeout of the day. And the pitch, ball high, 1-0. Just underway, and hey, thanks for joining us. Your son coaches the Menominee Mustangs baseball team. They got a doubleheader, what, at River Falls
tonight? At River Falls tonight because of the rain on Tuesday, so they moved that to a doubleheader. So well, I'll check in every now.
Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
There's a ball that's called strike 1-1 to the right-handed hitting Annabelle Ross. McDonald and Colfax just to our right. We'll try to keep up on that as we can. I don't know, the scoreboard not easily accessible there, but it's on Max TV. WOGO coverage on Max TV with Caleb Swenson and Chris Malika. There's an off-speed pitch for called strike two to the looking Annabelle Ross, the first baseman for Rapids. Scored 14 runs, 14-7 over Wausau East just yesterday. And now the regional final today. The 1-2 pitch, high in the air toward Burrow again. She gets a chance to redeem herself, going back, and she'll make the catch.
Very similar catch as the last, or the spot. That, yeah, this very time she backed up a little bit better and kept an eye on it.
So, in the middle of one from Casper in this girls' Division I regional final, it's Wisconsin Rapids nothing. Chi-Hi coming up on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
To the bottom of the first we go as the Cards get their first at-bats here in this Girls Division I Regional Final. And setting the order for the Cards, Kenna Johnson, the senior shortstop, batting leadoff. Olivia Sanborn, the senior left fielder, batting second. Paige Steinmetz, the senior center fielder, batting third. Lauren Shepard, the sophomore catcher in the cleanup spot. Michael Burrow, the senior second baseman, fifth. McKenna Bauer, the designated player, a junior, hitting sixth. Allie Geist, the sophomore first baseman, seventh. Emma McElwam, the senior right fielder, eighth. And then Georgia Romanowski, the freshman third baseman, wrapping it up there for the Cardinals. Leading it off with Johnston, hitting from the left side. There's a ball outside, 1-0 from Bailey Williams, sophomore pitcher. She did not pitch yesterday, so she's the other sophomore pitcher for Coach Isaac Holberg. Well, in our initial attempt to find out the identity of the home plate umpire, and the left-handed pitcher has it fouled off, 1-1 to the left-handed hitting Johnston. Again, that's noteworthy. Bailey Williams is a lefty, so I don't know how many lefties the Cards face this season.
You know, I was trying to remember when during the tournament if there were any left-handed pitchers, and I don't think there were.
Right, 1-1 pitch to Johnston, the leadoff, and she has one hit her bat and go foul on the third base side, and that was kind of an excuse me, so the count goes to 1-2. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. 1-2 now to Johnston, the Cardinal leadoff hitter with Sanborn and Steinmetz to follow against Bailey Williams. And this one smacked left field. It's a slicing foul on the third baseline, and the count stays 1-2.
Johnston's used to getting on base. She's got an on-base percentage of .569. So a little bit more than half the time she gets herself on base. So I think she'll battle here.
Cardinals would love to jump out to a lead and give that to McElwam and the defense against this Rapids club. Finished third in the Wisconsin Valley Conference behind two powerhouses. Ball misses 2-2 inside and high. Stevens Point winning the conference and then D.C. Everest. So, and they, on May 9th, this Rapids team beat Stevens Point by a run. The 2-2 pitch. Called strike three. So Johnston retired, the first strikeout victim for Williams today. And one of them was, you know, kind of a check sweep that broke inside. But it may take these first few at-bats, the first time through the order, to get used to the left-handed pitcher. Again, haven't seen a lot of lefties this year.
Right, right. And lefty on lefty is a little bit different, you know, harder to see for in terms of that angle. They're not used to practicing against it either.
Jazz Red Cloud up at third, and there's a ball fouled off by Sanborn. Olivia, the left fielder, a solid number two hitter. And that triple header particularly, she was really, her bat was starting to come alive there.
Very much so. Her average is .316, or on base percentage, .387.
She's improved that. The 0-1 pitch. This one hit high in the air and getting over the third base dugout and out of play, so 0-2. Well, both young pitchers getting ahead of their hitters here in the first inning.
Yeah, and I noticed, you know, I was thinking the same thing with Rapids, that they're pretty aggressive going after the first pitch. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But
well, I'd almost like to see that.
Right,
I was like, you know, you're not allowing yourself. This is a ball high, missing 1-2. I mean, as a Cardinal fan, I'd just be like, yeah, go get him, because then you're really not making the pitcher work as much.
Right.
And McElwam is throwing strikes, though, too. So.
Correct.
1-2 now to Sanborn on a ball high. Make it 2-2. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated, always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. 2-2 now to the Cardinal number two hitter, Sanborn. She hits one high in the air, and it's going to get foul. Look out for your head. Now, good job by a fan batting it down.
Protecting
there.
The fans.
Yeah, protecting some of the retired folks. Some of the folks in the lawn chairs here. That was about... might have hit that senior gentleman to my right here behind us. 2-2 now. Olivia Sanborn from the left side of the Cardinal first two hitters. And again, fouled back. William Contreras' many pitch at bat against Justin Verlander got a lot of attention the other day. And then he had, I think, a three-run homer. And that was in the weekend series they had in Houston, the one game that they beat Houston. And I think the broadcasters called it their best at bat of the season. So he had like 11 foul balls. And this one hit it in the air, a little blooper, and it's going to be caught by Red Cloud, the third baseman, for out number two. So a pop out to third for Sanborn. And now Paige Steinmetz, the solid hitting center fielder for the Cards. You know, and again, with so many programs and with nine seniors and as good as Chahai's been at 22-5, as here's the pitch from Williams, and it's a smash by the shortstop for a base hit. So Steinmetz, first ball hitting, is aboard with a single. But anyhow, you just think, wow, I mean, they better do it this year because, I mean, the cupboard's probably going to be bare next year. But that's where this tradition never graduates. And, you know, we don't do any of the JV games, but they're solid. And there's so many, just the enthusiasm for this program, right? There's girls that are ready to fill these positions.
There are. It's something that you see from year to year. The
ball high, 1-0 to Lauren Shepard, the sophomore catcher.
Seeing as kids graduate, you have the younger players that are watching to see what they can fill. You know, so they're working hard on their position because they know that
they pitch to Shepard and she has a ball 2-0.
That there are some good players vying for same position, so that's what keeps you motivated to continue to improve.
Right. I was talking to one dad whose daughter is a freshman, and he's like eager for, you know, celebrating her being on varsity, but he's like, well, I know she'd play more on JV. Okay, I was confused. It was...
must have hit her.
Okay, all right.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, it must have hit Shepard. So it was 2-0, and so she gets hit by a pitch. So runners at first and second for the Cardinals. And now Michael Burrow, the senior, hitting from the right side. Two on and two out against sophomore Bailey Williams, the left-hander. And here's the pitch. Low, 1-0. Williams looked to be pitching a bit more carefully to Shepard as she fell behind 2-0.
Yeah, she might have a little bit of intel on Shepard and being a little probably careful there.
There's a called strike, 1-1. So Burrow, again, kind of laying off these first two pitches, just kind of sizing it up. But I like Michael up in this situation. I mean, she's a solid clutch hitter.
She is. She's been hitting 400 on the season.
And this one hits the center field, kind of slicing toward right center, and it's going to be caught out there by Kristen Radke, the junior center fielder. The Cards threaten a little bit, stranding two at the end of one from Casper. We're tied at 0 in this girls' Division I regional softball final on WOGO Sports.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
There we go.
The work we do for you folks. Little do you know, but we tracked down and investigated reporting. The home plate umpire is Cliff Thompson. Okay. And again, on the bases you said is?
Terry Dackel.
Terry Dackel. Okay. You actually coached his daughter back in the day.
I did. Shannon Moeller.
Ah, okay.
And in volleyball.
Oh, okay. Great. All right, so to the second inning, what are your thoughts after one here, Tammy?
Well, the hitters are being pretty aggressive in terms of going after the early pitches. I think they're being selective, appropriately so. The pitchers are throwing a lot of strikes.
Yeah.
I think that the players will settle in here, and we'll see some more solid hits. We had a lot of pop-ups in this. Higher hits in this last inning.
It's game on, though, right?
Yes.
I mean, winner go home. I mean, loser go home. So
that's right.
Winner go wherever they tell you. All right. It's going to be Petra, McIntyre, and Red Cloud, the 5, 6, and 7 hitters for Wisconsin Rapids. And I'm going to say his name a lot now. Cliff Thompson. I worked hard to get that. Strike one to Petra. She's the sophomore catcher, number 11, for Wisconsin Rapids. The 0-1 pitch from McElwam is grounded to third. Romanowski throw over to first in time for out number one. Score at 5-3. That was one of those decisions late in the season where, again, the coaches collectively, Emma McElwain had a chance there. They've settled on Romanowski, and that's where, you know, the regular season, you do a lot of things, but you kind of figure out where are our players best positioned to make that postseason run, right?
Right, and Romanowski really started to make a climb.
Swing and a miss, strike one to McIntyre, the designated player. She's a sophomore, number five for Rapids. Hitting from the right side.
Later in the season, she's really doing a nice job in that hot corner there.
She's got a good arm, and they'd put her in right field for that anyhow. Just a freshman, and I think maybe initially, and there's a swinging strike, too, to McIntyre. Radke had struck out in the first inning, so Violet McElwain with one strikeout. But, you know, you go, boy, it's a really important position. We put a freshman there, but Romanowski seems to be up to it.
Yeah, and how nice to have a freshman in a position
like that.
It was
a ball low.
As
1-2.
You know, in terms of the future of the program, to have a solid third baseman is, that's a tougher position to fill.
Right. I think she can probably get used to, although you never know. Just as soon as I say that, she might be a front runner for shortstop.
Right,
next year,
right.
There's a ball low, 2-2, and these last two have been very low down in the dirt from McElwain, not giving McIntyre anything to hit. The sophomore right-hander, designated player, hitting in place of the pitcher, Bailey Williams. And this one high in the air and over towards the first base dugout and out of play, and the count stays 2-2. Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big, huge crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of western Wisconsin. Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak, Elena Halverson back at our WOGO studio, and also Caleb Swenson and Chris Malika, WOGO coverage on Max TV of McDonnell and Colfax in that big Division IV regional final. Ball low, 3-2 now. So McElwain has not walked anybody yet, but she's come as close as with anybody to Kiana McIntyre here. Beautiful day for softball. Slight breeze. 3-2 pitch struck her out. So instead of a walk, she gets her second K of Kiana McIntyre.
It was definitely a pitch she needed to swing at. If she didn't swing, it would have been a called strike.
Yeah.
So she just swung under it.
So it brings up Jazz Red Cloud, the third baseman. Number two had a catch there at the tail end of the Cardinal first inning. The pitch to Red Cloud. Looks at a, I thought it was a ball, 1-0. It is.
Yep.
Cliff Thompson behind home plate and Terry Dock, our first base or bases umpire, if you will. The 1-0 pitch from McElwain. Ball low, 2-0. Number of low balls here recently. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field is a coach in the courtroom. Dave Check and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. 2-0 now. McElwain to Red Cloud. Two out in the top half of the second inning. There's a strike. That was a strike all the way, but there was a sense in which Red Cloud was like, well, I'm ahead 2-0. Let me just relax.
It looked like
this.
She had kind of decided she was going to see a strike first.
It did. So she's 2-1 now, the third baseman for Wisconsin Rapids. The 2-1 pitch from McElwain. That was a riser, misses 3-1. Violet has had a tremendous freshman season. And really, they think of that pitching staff, and Lakin McKeithren came in the seventh inning to close things out against River Falls. Swinging, strike two. She got her with the breaking ball there. 3-2 now, and it brings another full count, second in a row. Was able to get McIntyre to strike out a moment ago. Two out, nobody on the pitch. Ball high. So first walk of the game goes to Jazz Red Cloud, and she's aboard. And that brings up Nolita Carroll, the junior second baseman, number four. Number four at the number four position. I like it when life just works out like that.
It is nice. It makes it easier to remember.
A lot of times it doesn't. Nolita Carroll hitting from the left side, and she looks at the first pitch is a ball, 1-0. So McElwain, after being well in front of the hitters, notably in the first inning, struggling a little bit more with accuracy in the top half of the second. Two are out, one on now for Rapids. And Violet keeping it going, and there's a ball low, 2-0.
And when she's missing low more than high. The last walk was on a high.
She takes her mask off now, touches the dirt a little bit, and just takes a bit of a break and just kind of gets herself composed.
It's nice to see.
Yep. 2-0 in the top half of the second. And there's a ball smacked towards second base. Michael Burrow is going to get it as the runner was going by. She underhands it over to first and Allie Geist. And the Cards get out of it as Rapids strands one in the middle of two from Casper. Chi-High and Rapids scoreless in this Division I regional softball final on WOGO Sports.
Legacies aren't built in a day. And when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Get ready to experience the Maury's Day.
To the bottom half of the second, the Cardinals come with McKenna Bauer, Allie Geist, and Emma McElwam, the 6, 7, and 8 hitters against sophomore pitcher Bailey Williams. Williams, a left-hander, going against the Cards in this regional final. The winner moves on, and should it follow, at least according to seeding, Chahai's a 4, Rapids is a 5. Off-speed pitch is smacked by the shortstop for a base hit. So McKenna Bauer, the designated player, fully doing the one job she's got in the lineup today, which is hit, and she does, and she's aboard. And nice to get that leadoff hitter aboard as Allie Geist stepping up here.
It is. Geist averaging .299 on base percent of .382, OPS of .979. So nice to have somebody on for her to work with.
And the ball misses 1-0 from the left-hander Williams. Allie Geist done a solid job, and she's got some power. Ahead in the count, 1-0 with Emma McElwam, the senior right fielder, on deck. There's a called strike, 1-1. When you need a pharmacy, skip the big box and experience the Medicine Shop difference at your locally owned Medicine Shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Free local delivery. The 1-1 pitch, hit high in the air, second base side, coming over there with the Nolita Carroll makes the catch for out number one. They don't really think sacrifice with Allie Geist, right? I mean, she's got power.
No.
Yeah. So Emma McElwam now with Georgia Romanowski on deck. McElwam, the senior right fielder, had been at third for a while and in the eighth spot in the order for Chelsea Sikora and Jared Faraday. And this one smacked down the right field line and foul, but you straighten that out a little bit and you got yourself probably an extra base hit.
I would think so. It was close, and I mean, yeah, just closer to that right field line. The right fielder is going back off the line quite a ways, so she's given up a fair amount of the line there.
The 0-1 pitch to McElwam. Ball high, 1-1. Did you play, I know you played softball, but I mean, like, just in terms of recreationally and intramural, did you play?
I think I played slow pitch ago for like a year. And
Yeah. There's a ball, 2-1. What I was getting to is setting it up for my comment of, as I did play slow pitch, I always liked right field. I mean, it felt like they would put their weaker fielder there.
Oh, yeah.
And there would be room, and people didn't expect a righty to hit it there. And so that was kind of my little sneak attack. There's a ball fouled off, going back towards the fence and out of play. Not that I wasn't genuinely interested if you played softball, but I was leading to something. You know, like all this co-ed, you see some of that.
Yeah, my husband and I played co-ed for a little bit when we first got married. So I do remember that, and it was actually, I think we played like at Murphy Field.
Okay. 2-2 pitch, and this one smacked to right field, but it's going to be caught out there by Rachel Linsmeyer. Again, solidly hit by Mackle. And I think Emma had the same idea I had. Like, right field's a good target. But Linsmeyer showed the sophomore that she can handle it defensively pretty well.
She did a nice job going with that pitch. Thought it might drop in there, but nope.
The kind of contact, though, I'd rate that as a pretty quality out because she has a good line drive. It wasn't just a lazy fly ball. And this one hit foul down the first base side, and chasing it, unable to get there, is Annabelle Ross, and the count goes to 0-1. So Romanowski, the number 9 hitter, McKenna Bauer kind of waving her arms maybe at first here, not literally, but kind of going, hey, don't forget about me, everybody. The leadoff runner on board here in the bottom of the second. The loser goes home. The winner moves on to Tuesday's sectional semifinal after the long holiday weekend. There's a bunt attempt foul, And so now Romanowski, the freshman, coming back with an 0-2 count. So she's not going to bunt again, or if she fouled, she'd be out. Kenna Johnston is on deck for the Cards, who, again, scoreless game, 0-0. Pitcher's duel here so far. And the 0-2 pitch to Romanowski. Here it is, and this one smacked up the middle to the pitcher, and Williams will toss it over to first for the out. So score it 1-3, Romanowski retired. After two from Casper in this girls' Division I regional softball final, Chahayan Rapids scoreless on WOGO Sports.
Get ready to experience the Maury's difference with Maury's Promise. Unlike anything else in the industry, at Maury's you get the best price first, pure and simple, from commission-free specialists. No haggling necessary. Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. More great stores joining the Maury's team. Continuing the Chilson tradition. It's about shared passions for people, community, and customer experience. These are the only stores Maury's operates in the Eau Claire Chippewa Falls area, and they're thrilled to welcome everyone. Maury's, moving life forward.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking. But we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring. Nestle offers great pay and full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive an average of $29.74 an hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $35.98 an hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Go to NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com. All right, and now in the top half of the third, it's going to be the 9-1-2 hitters as Rachel Lindsmeyer swinging strike one, the sophomore right fielder who made that catch on McEwam that inning, and then to the top of the order, Nielitz and Holberg. The 0-1 pitch from Violet McEwam. Here it is. And this one hit down that right field line, slicing foul. So ahead in the count, 0-2 to Lindsmeyer with Nielitz, who grounded out to short, and Holberg, who reached on an error, due up. And again, those are, we've had somebody reach on an error and someone also reach on a walk. Those are the two instances for Wisconsin Rapids in the base runner. This bunt tapped foul, and the count stays 0-2. Again, we'll have to try to get the score here between innings, maybe on Falk, on Colfax and McDonald. It's WOGO Sports on Max TV going on. Caleb Swenson and Chris Malika with the call there. And this one fouled off, staying alive for Rachel Lindsmeyer. Top of the third here, Rapids making the trip after beating Wausau East yesterday, 14-7. Scoreless game here. Who's going to get out to the lead? That's the question. When will it come? Top half of three, Rapids. Lindsmeyer, Nielitz, and Holberg. Swing and a miss, strike three. McEwam really fooled her with that one.
Doing a nice job throwing a lot of balls. I mean, there wasn't a single ball in there, and which means that everything is either hittable or if she's missing, it's not by much.
And so now we've got the top of the order, Gabby Nielitz, the junior left fielder. Ground out to short her first time. Pitch from McEwam, and this one hit. I lost it. Okay, foul. We are just to the right of the third base dugout and just to the left of home plate. As Caleb's calling, he's over on the first base side of things at the other field to our right. The 0-1 pitch, ball high. 1-1. So that would be a riser, I presume. Yeah.
I would agree.
Yeah, okay. It had that appearance. Thanks to our additional advertisers joining some of our regular season folks to make this broadcast possible. And this one tapped out toward the pitcher's mound. It's going to be a tough, tough play, and the Cardinals can't make it as Burrow held on to it. It was just kind of a spinner that time off of Nielitz's bat. And I don't know in terms of McEwam or Burrow, but Burrow did charge on it, and Nielitz gets a single.
Yeah, that would have been, I think it was smart for Michael to not make that throw. I think it wouldn't have been a real good throw, and it was really too late.
So by the time she got to it, right, it was not going to be. And now the left-handed hitting Holberg against the right-handed pitching Violet McEwam. One on, one out. She goes into a bunt attempt form, and it's ball 1-0. So, again, we have had runners in just every inning, really. As nobody's done a 1-2-3 inning so far. We had one error on Chippewa Falls on Burrow in the first. There's a ball low, and coming out ready to throw for the Cardinals is Lauren Shepherd, but she didn't need to. Count 2-0. Again, in softball, it goes maybe without saying, but you got to stay on base until the pitch, and then you can run. Not like a leadoff like in baseball. The 2-0 pitch. There's a called strike by our home plate umpire, Cliff Thompson. The count goes to 2-1.
Looks like Shepherd is gives the runner enough of a look that it keeps her only a couple steps off after the pitch. The first lead she had was a little bit greater.
2-1 the count now, McElwam. And this one poked to left field, and it's going to foul ball on that left field line for Sydney Holberg, the coach's daughter, the sophomore shortstop, hitting from the left side. Isaac Holberg, the head coach of Rapids. And that's such a compliment when they say, you know, we're trying to develop a program like you guys have, you know, consistent every year. And a lot of folks say that, you know.
It is. It's nice that they make that's the bar they're comparing to.
2-2. Swing and a miss. And she just barely fouled it, so it stays 2-2. So Holberg, a fighter. Again, one of the things I felt good about early on was I liked the Chi-High's number of seniors. And there's a deeper bench here for the Cardinals, too. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. She got her to chase the breaking ball for strike three. Fourth strikeout now for McElwam. And it brings up Kristen Radke, the junior center fielder who struck out her first time up. So McElwam, she's got a good defense behind her, but hey, if you can get the strikeout, great. And you don't even risk that. You know, a lot of what we were talking about with Jason Bob during the baseball doubleheader the other day as the Cards took two from Wausau East. There's a called strike, 0-1. He was a little frustrated that they were hitting so many fly balls. It's like when you hit a grounder, they've got to field it and throw it, so you make them work harder for it.
Right, agreed.
So those were good points to be made. But, hey, if you don't even let them hit it into the field, that's even better. And it's a little looper out, and it's going to go to second base. Throw is on the way from Johnston to Geist for the out. So a score at 6-3. They retire the number three hitter, Radke. And Rapids again strands one in the middle of three from Casper in this girls' Division I regional final in softball. We're scoreless, Rapids and Chi-High on WOGO Sports.
Back in line.
Hey, what you in for?
Bronchitis. You?
My kid got this ear infection.
Hey, quiet over there.
Waiting in line at the pharmacy shouldn't feel like a prison sentence. So skip the big box and transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. Your locally owned Medicine Shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee provide caring service, expert pharmacists, and even free local delivery, so you can skip the wait altogether. The Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive an average of $29.74 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $35.98 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
Top of the order for the Cards, Kenneth Johnston, Olivia Sanborn, and Paige Steinmetz as we get to the bottom of the third. Chi-High and Rapids scoreless in this girls' Division I regional softball game. And I forgot to go and check on the McDonald game. All right, well, maybe next time, all right? Hitting from the left side, Johnston struck out her first time. She has that look of determination, and she hits one pretty good to left center field. Long run, the left fielder going to make the catch, Gabby Nielitz, for out number one. So a fly out to left this time. First ball hitting Kenneth Johnston, and now another lefty, Olivia Sanborn, who popped out to third her first time.
Second time through, they kind of know what to expect here.
Yep. Lefty versus lefty again to underscore. Bailey Williams, the sophomore pitcher, left-hander. And Williams brings it. Ball misses outside, 1-0. Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak with the call. Caleb Swenson to Chris Malika. The WOGO Sports broadcast on Max TV at McDonald and Colfax in that D4 game. And there's one to center field, and it's going to be caught. Doesn't get out of the infield, actually, as Sydney Holberg, the shortstop. She may bat lefty, but she puts the glove on her left and throws righty. So two are out of the pop out. So Sanborn has popped out twice in the infield, and it brings up Paige Steinmetz. And you realize how much the Cards rely a lot on Johnston getting on base. And so to Rapids' credit, to retire her, really, you know, it's built for Johnston to get on, Sanborn to move her.
Right.
And Steinmetz smashes one, and it's going to be caught in center field. A great catch running to left center and catching it backhanded, Kristen Radke. So the Cards, the first team to go 1-2-3 on the inning. After three from Casper, we're scoreless. Rapids and Chi-High on WOGO Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial, Quality Propane brings you competitive rates and the latest technology. Call 723-9490 or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Well, McDonald leading Colfax 4-0 in the third inning. Over here, though, we head to the fourth inning. Top half of it, Rapids and Chi-High, and we're scoreless in this Division I softball final.
It's a game of patience.
Mm-hmm. And they will go with the 4, 5, and 6 hitters, Annabelle Ross, Layla Patra, and Kiana McIntyre. And the pitch from McQuam is bowled in there for a ball, 1-0. So Ross is the junior first baseman. She popped out to Burrow to end the first inning. Patra on deck and McIntyre in the hole. Patra the catcher and McIntyre the designated player. The 1-0 pitch. Check swing, and it's a called strike, 1-1 from Cliff Thompson. Well, again, you know, one of the things you got to like here, looking for some positives, this scoreless game, is we'd love to have Chippewa with some runs. But, I mean, you're holding a team that, you know, had a 14-run cloudburst yesterday against Wausau East to get here.
Right.
There's a check swing, and it's strike two. So 1-2 from McQuam, the freshman, as she steps out of the circle for a moment.
So we know they can hit the ball.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And again, obviously, Wausau East a lower seed, but again, McQuam, the freshman right-hander, off-speed pitch for a called strike three. And the fifth strikeout of the day for McQuam to start the inning as she gets Ross. And it brings up Layla Patra, the catcher, who ground out to third her first time. And this one is grounded to second. Michael Burrows down on it. Throw over to first in time for the out. In fact, to end the top of the third, we should say it was a ground ball to short that Johnston threw to Geist. And you were impressed with Allie's stretch.
I was. It was a low throw. And so she had to go down before it bounced. And she stretched nicely and kept it from hitting the dirt. Looked real impressive defense.
And there's an off-speed pitch to start off to McIntyre. And 0-1. So the Cardinals with a stable of pitchers, but only one girl can be out there at a time. And the coaches have decided on Violet. And these first two playoff games, the ball high, 1-1. And, of course, I think about the New Richmond game that went extra innings. I mean, she battled well in that contest with a college-level pitcher.
Right.
And there's the off-speed pitch upstairs, and that misses, and the count goes to 2-1. So 2-1 to Kiana McIntyre. She struck out. She was the second of five strikeout victims for McQuam earlier. The 2-1 pitch. This one fouled off. 2-2. For the Cards in the bottom of the fourth, they'll come with Shepherd, Burrow, and McKenna Bauer, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters. And I was wrong. Last inning, I thought the Cards were going to score. It didn't happen.
You did predict that.
Tammy did say off-air, we'll hold you to that. So whatever the implications of that are, I'm not sure. 2-2. Off-speed pitch called, strike three, and that is the sixth strikeout for McElwain of 12 outs. It's in the middle of four. It's Chi-Hi and Rapids still scoreless in this Division I regional softball final on WOGO Sports.
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes our Chi-Hi and McDonald's student-athletes the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I near St. Joseph's Hospital. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on Facebook and Instagram for upcoming events and tips on taking care of your health naturally. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
On the hunt for your next vehicle, visit Maury's Eau Claire Subaru and Maury's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chippewa Falls or Cadott. Maury's Auto Group, moving life forward. And there's a ball 1-0 to start things off for the Cardinals in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Shepherd, Burrow, and Bauer. Put our crowd mic on. It does get things quite a bit louder. There's a ball knocked fouled on the third baseline, and the count going to 1-1 for the right-handed hitting Lauren Shepherd. Well, she could put the Cards on the board with one swing of the bat, right?
She could. I was actually thinking that, and I don't like to think that way because I feel like, you know, I got a little superstitious.
But. Right, okay.
But she could.
To Shepherd, the catcher, against the left-handed throwing Bailey Williams, the sophomore. There's a ball 2-1 outside and low. Shepherd actually was hit by a pitch. She had a 2-0 count and then was hit by a pitch last time. So collectively, they've been about like five balls to her and one strike in her two at-bats. Williams, the lefty. Here she is. Called strike. So Shepherd was laying off and now 2-2. And looks at Chelsea Sikora, the third base coach and co-head coach with Jared Faraday. Shelly Miller in his 24th and final season at first base. The 2-2 pitch. Bold in there for 3-2. It was not bold. It was low. 3-2. Great tribute to Shelly and the great surprise they pulled off at him, the Cardinal Invitational, awarding he and his wife a trip to Oklahoma City next year for the NCAA. Ooh. And a called strike three. So Shepherd caught looking. And she goes down. Only the second strikeout for left-hander Bailey Williams today. You said ooh.
I said that out loud, didn't I?
Yes.
I thought it was high.
Okay.
She turned around and is usually pretty contained with her emotions too. And she wasn't inappropriate by any means, but she had a look on her face like, oh, wasn't expecting that. I wasn't either.
So one down and the second strikeout of the day for Williams, and Michael Burrow fouls it off. So start to get into the later part of the game. I mean, you get through the fourth. I mean, you're into the final three innings of regulation. And again, who would have thought on paper Rapids winning 14-7 a football score yesterday over Wausau East, but this one, nobody can find a run. McDonald leading across the way 4-0 over Colfax in the third inning. Catch WOGO's broadcast on Max TV on that one. Burrow hits it to center field. They've had good defense. Kristen Radke, it's out of here in a home run. Oh, my. Michael Burrow. Kristen Radke kept going back, and she ran out of fence, and the Cardinals grab a 1-0 lead. How about it?
It just was such an easy stroke, and I was just kind of watching the center fielder, and exactly what you said, she just kept going back, and I thought, well, the fence is there, so there's no defense for that when it's over. So,
What is it? 200 all the way around here, right?
Yes.
And so, not the deepest, but I mean, again, I've been impressed with Rapids' defense today, as I think you have. I mean, they've been error free. And Radke just ran out of room. And so Michael Burrow, the difference maker there for the Cardinals, she touches them all.
And with a low, you know, when runs are hard to come by.
Yeah.
That is going to be a difference maker.
And now McKenna Bauer from the right side as she looks at 1-0. So Williams, the sophomore, we'll see how that affects her mentally as Michael Burrow stepping up the solo shot to give the Cards the 1-0 lead. This one is evens the count at 1-1.
You can hear the energy now.
Yeah.
A little spark, I can see why.
1-0 Chippewa. One out. And Bauer high on the infield. Shortstop backing up, and she'll make the catch on the left field grass. Sydney Holberg, the sophomore, for out number two. And that brings up Allie Geist, the sophomore, who popped out her first time. 1-0 Chippewa. Michael Burrow, homer. And really, if you had to guess, you'd go, well, Shepherd or Steinmetz. I don't know what our stats say about Michael, how many HRs she has this
year.
But none more important than that one.
That's right. I was just going to look and see if she's what her home runs.
And Bailey Williams, the first pitch to a looking Allie Geist is a called strike.
That was her second home run of the season.
Wow. How about that, huh?
She picked a good time for it.
That's right. We'll call her Miss May, you know, well, in terms of, I was thinking of Mr. October for Reggie Jackson. And there's a shot caught in left field, Allie Geist flying out to left. But not before the Cards get a solo home run from Michael Burrow after a four from Casper. Chihai leads this Division I regional softball game 1-0 on WOGO Sports.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. All right, and we're getting Cliff Holberg talking with Cliff Thompson. So I think they're just talking about how cool it is to be named Cliff. But do you think or no?
I'm wondering. It looks a little more serious.
On the home run, though?
You think? It makes me wonder. I don't know what it would be.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything they could do about it at this point anyway, and I don't know what it would be.
I don't either. I don't think there was any interference or anything.
No.
I mean, the fielder went back. That's the thing about this park, though. I mean, and I guess maybe we weren't, in terms of saying the dimensions, 200 all the way around. Like, baseball is different, right, down the lines
right.
And the gaps and to center. But Burrow, her second home run of the year. And now we get the top half of the fifth going for Rapids, and they come with the 7, 8, and 9 hitters. Jazz Red Cloud, the third baseman, who walked her first time against Violet Mackawam. So big week for the freshman, Mackawam. She picked 6 innings the other day in the 9-1 win over River Falls. And there's a strike, 1-1, to a looking Jazz Red Cloud. And now she's into her fifth inning here in this one. The question is, I mean, and it would seem like, with, you know, should Chihai advance, is she going to be the pitcher in the sectional semifinal? And this is tapped, third base side, Romanowski with it over there, throw for the out, one down. You know what? We're going to leave that problem alone and face it. Hopefully that is a problem the Cards have to decide
That's
on.
That's right.
So that one, 5-3 on the ground out for Red Cloud, so third baseman to third baseman. And now Nolita Carroll, the junior second baseman, who grounded out to second her first time, hitting from the left side in the eighth spot against the right-handed throwing Mackawam. Ooh, rise ball upstairs, 1-0. So 1-0 to Carroll with Rachel Linsmeyer, the sophomore right fielder, on deck. The 1-0 pitch from Mackawam. Here it is. And another riser misses 2-0. So Violet Mackawam today, 6 strikeouts and 1 walk. That's a pretty good strikeout-to-walk ratio. And the previous hitter, Red Cloud, is the only one who walked back in the second inning. The pitch upstairs misses bad. 3-0 to the number 8 hitter, the left-handed hitting Rachel Linsmeyer. I'm sorry, Nolita Carroll, left-handed hitting Nolita Carroll, who ground out to second last time. We'll see if Violet can rally back. The 3-0 count. She's got to have the red light, I would think. She looked at a strike. So a fastball that time on target from Violet. And now she steps out of the circle briefly and comes back. She seems to be, I mean, I don't know Violet at all, never talked to her, but she seems like a fiery competitor.
She really is. She's a very confident.
The 3-1 pitch. Fouled off. Strike two.
Very confident in her skills.
Okay.
And I think she's, consequently, she's very composed.
Uh-huh.
She looks like she has a little bit of a routine when she's,
right.
You know, I like that. It keeps her locked in.
The 3-2 pitch now to Carroll. Here it is. Ball misses. So the second walk of the day for Violet McEwam, and it's come near the bottom of the order, interestingly. Red Cloud, the 7 hitter, and now Carroll, the 8 hitter, and brings up Linsmeyer, who struck out her first time.
Yeah, and you know, theoretically, you don't like to see...
if you've got a pinch hitter. So it's going to be 29.
29 for 8.
And so we can check the roster. And that is... I don't have 29.
Oh.
Okay. I mean...
It's a mystery.
Could you give me a Cliff, Mr. Umpire, can you give us a name there? We don't have 29 on the roster, so... What's her name? Did I just create a stir?
You might have.
I'm just saying, I don't have a 29. Yeah. Trebatowski. Let's go with that. Trebatowski. Chloe Trebatowski. So 29 on the roster is actually 29 in the game. So 25 on the roster is 29 in the game. It's Chloe Trebatowski, and she is a sophomore left-handed hitter who comes up now for Linsmeyer, who was the right fielder. So, and the first one is a ball from McEwam, 1-0. So back-to-back lefties here as the Cardinal faithful trying to cheer on McEwam. 1-0 the count. Runner at first. It's a 1-0 Chahai lead. The pitch. Called strike. 1-1 from home plate umpire Cliff Templeton. Chloe Trebatowski, the last name Trzebiatowski. I see where the National Spelling Bee starts May 28th. That would be one of the tough words for him.
Right, yes, there. It would.
Yeah. The 1-1 pitch, ball low, 2-1. All right, so the count now 2-1, McEwam to the pinch hitter, Trebatowski, hitting for Linsmeyer. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 2-2 to Trebatowski. And again, Linsmeyer struck out in her only at bat against McEwam. 6 Ks and 2 walks for Violet today. One out, one on for Rapids. And there's a ball low, and she swung. And then they're going to throw it to first, and the runner gets back. And so retired on the strikeout is Trebatowski, and that's the 7th of the day. And that number 9 position is struck out both times, and it brings up Gabby Nielitz, the leadoff hitter, with 2 out and 1 on. The runner on Nolita Carroll via a walk by McEwam. Hitting from the right side, Nielitz. She is ground out to short, and she had a little soft single in the infield. Runner going, and there's the pitch, and there's the throw by Shepherd. A good throw, the tag, and she got her. Oh, yes, the Cardinals. Lauren Shepherd on target to Kenna Johnson, and the inning is retired for Rapids. In the middle of 5 in this Division I softball final, it's Chai still leading Rapids 1-0 on WOGO Sports.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. So home plate umpire Cliff Thompson telling us Rachel Linsmeyer re-entering the game as the right fielder, and the Cards now with a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the fifth come with the 8-9-1 hitter, starting with Emma McElwain. Hitting from the right side, open stance, and she smacks one to center field. Long shot, and it's out of here, and another home run for the Cardinals, and they lead it 2-0. Two nothing Chippewa as the Cardinals getting a hold of a pitch from Bailey Williams to blast it out of here.
Right up the middle again, over the center fielder, and first pitch, jumped on it.
And so maybe two of the less likely home run hitters for the Cardinals in terms of McElwain and then earlier Burrow, back-to-back innings now, giving the lead 2-0 to Chippewa's Georgia Romanowski comes up. And Romanowski hitting from the right side. She ground out to the pitcher her first time. And there's a bunt attempt laid down, a tough one. The catcher's going to get it, and the throw is by the first baseman. Romanowski dashes off to second, and she'll get there as the right fielder Linsmeyer comes in and retrieves it. So, again, Layla Petra got to come on. It was a very good bunt for, I think, a single, really, I'm going to say legitimately, because it looked running from behind, I think, Petra, but then it was an error on the throw. So a single and an error advances Romanowski into scoring position with nobody out.
I would agree that that would be scored as a hit and then an error. She would have been safe.
So Bailey Williams now pitching to Kenneth Johnston here with no outs, and the Cardinals starting to break through a bit offensively. There's a ball, misses to Johnston, and she gets ahead in the count now. 2-0. Johnston has struck out and flown out to left, so she's due against the left-handed throwing sophomore, Bailey Williams, for Rapids. This one to left center field and coming over, and the catch is made by their center fielder, Radke, and the runner, Romanowski, stays at second. So a fly out for Johnston, who's now 0-for-3. This one to center, and it brings up Sanborn. One out, one on, one in for the Cards after the home run by McElwain to start the inning. And Olivia is talking to Chelsea Sikora as the catcher, Layla Petra, was talking with Bailey Williams. Fifth inning, Cardinals up 2-0 as Cliff Templeman sweeps off the sand off the plate. And hitting from the left side, Sanborn. She has popped out to third and popped out to short. And her two ABs. There's a ball high, 1-0. And dropping the ball, and the toss back is Williams, and she'll retrieve it. 1-0 count to Sanborn with Paige Steinmetz, who's had good contact, 1-for-2, a single, and a line out to center in her two trips on deck. Ball high, rise ball misses, 2-0. 2-0 to Sanborn in that two spot after the fly out by Johnston a moment ago. A home run for McElwain and Romanowski with a bunt single and then getting to second on a throwing error by the catcher, Layla Petra. There's a called strike, looking to Sanborn, 2-1. Stick around for the Post Glass and Mirror post-game show. We'll give you highlights, recap the game, and also hope to hear from one of our two coaches, or maybe both, who knows. There's a ground ball to second, throw over to first as the runner advances to third, but Nolita Carroll getting into Annabelle Ross for the out, and Romanowski advances to third on that 4-3 ground out. And now Paige Steinmetz to see if we can get a third run across. Or maybe a fourth as well if she goes deep.
Paige has that in her?
Yep, she does. Against Bailey Williams. The pitch, ball low, 1-0. And it gets away from the catcher, and here comes a play at the plate, sliding safe, and Romanowski scores. Romanowski scores on the pitch that got away from the catcher, Leila Petra. Always difficult, it seems to me, in softball. You say wild pitch or pass ball, but either way, the Cardinals able to manufacture a run, and that brings it an important Sanborn the ground out, allowing Romanowski to get to third
exactly.
So she could score.
And Georgia did a really nice job. She did not hesitate at all. As soon as that
right.
ball was past the pitcher, she was breaking.
And there's a ball fouled off by Steinmetz. So now Paige is like, well, I wanted to knock somebody in. But, hey, they got it anyway. And, again, the deeper you get into this postseason, the closer and tighter and tougher these opponents are. Boy, anyway, right? Anyway.
That's right.
One ball and one strike. At the end, you just say, who scored more runs? Swinging strike two to Paige Steinmetz. Has singled and lined out to center to Kristen Radke, the junior center fielder, who's patrolled the center field well. It's just twice there's been home runs over her head. You run out of real estate. Oh, off-speed pitch misses 2-2.
Yesterday we had our senior awards morning. We had a recognition, and Paige was honored a number of times as our female athlete.
Nice.
And also we have an award called For the Culture, and she...
Ah. And this one smacked by the shortstop for another single for Steinmetz. She's got a red-hot bat right now.
She does. She's batting very smart.
She is smashing the ball hard. And I think even coming away from the broadcast the other day, I think Caleb Swenson was remarking about Paige's ability. So,
correct.
All right, so we've got two in for the Cards. A runner at first with two out, and Lauren Shepard now. The catcher who has been hit by a pitch and struck out.
Paige is an impressive athlete overall. She's one of the few athletes that has 12 varsity letters.
Wow. And there's a call. Oh, give us the sports then.
She's a volleyball player, a hockey player, and a softball player, which means she played varsity since she entered Etche High on every sport.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's remarkable.
It's very remarkable.
And there's a ball missing, 1-1. Her proud dad, Mitch, the head coach of the Chahai baseball team. That's and then grade-wise, too. I mean, that's just the challenge, isn't it?
That's correct.
You got that many.
That's right.
And this one is tapped third base, gloved over there, and thrown by Jazz Red Cloud for the out. But not before the Cards score two, strand one. After five from Casper, Chahai leads this softball Division I regional final 3-0 over Rapids on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking. But we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
To the sixth we go. Chahai leading it now 3-0 with two big runs in that bottom half of the fifth. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interest in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal is there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. Mark Halverson, Tammy Slowiak, Elena Halverson, our producer and board operator, back at our WOGO studios as Chahai up 3-0. But again, six outs still. They need to get in Rapids. Look for them to be fighting, scratching, and clawing, doing everything they can here. Their season's on the line.
That's right. The game isn't over until the last out is recorded. Pretty profound. But the game, there's no clock, and so they know that the Cardinals know that. Rapids knows that. They have to play a complete game.
I thought you were going to say the game isn't over until the large gentleman sings.
Yeah, but, I didn't want to say that.
All right, there's a bunt attempt, and it's fielded by Geis. Going to toss it over to the shorts to the second baseman Burrow, and the Cards excellent defense for the out to retire Nielitz, and it brings up the left-handed hitting Holberg, but score that one 3-4 on the out. Great job by the Cardinal defense.
Really smoothly done. Ellie didn't hesitate at all. She did throw it underhand, but I think that was just a more natural motion considering how she picked it up.
That looked like it had been practiced at the time. And there's a ground ball. The Geist did first, and she'll take it unassisted. So the Cards now just 4 outs away from a victory as Kristen Radke comes up. She is the junior center fielder. Been impressive defensively. She struck out and grounded out to short against Mackawa. So Violet looking for her second postseason win as a freshman pitcher. The Cards looking to advance. And this one tapped third base and it's gloved over there. Romanowski foul. 0-1. We talked about the matchups earlier in this. It's a pretty exciting. But Stevens Point is taking on Menominee today. Again, a Menominee team that split with Chi-High in a doubleheader. So certainly Menominee capable there.
Menominee's program is really showing some improvements.
Yeah. And there's a check swing, and that one's going to be strike two to the looking Kristen Radke. But the winner of this one meeting the winner of Stevens Point. If it's Menominee and Chi-High wins, it would be here on Tuesday. And if it's Stevens Point, then it would be there. The 0-2 pitch. Fouled back, and then the catcher just didn't see Shepard where to go. It wasn't very high.
But that would have been a tough catch.
Count stays 0-2. In the other contest, the bottom of the bracket, D.C. Everest and Marshfield today, and we saw Chi-High sweep Marshfield in a doubleheader earlier this season. And Superior, again, they've been to state twice the last 2 years in this championship last year, but lost one of their pitchers, New Richmond, with the ace pitcher, the heavy favorite in that one. There's a ball misses, 1-2. So if you had to project, you'd say, you know, probably New Richmond and D.C. Everett are the favorite, and what a showdown that would be. And if it is, you know, Chi-High against either Menominee or Stevens Point, but Stevens Point obviously the higher seed. Swinging strike three, Mackawam able to retire Radke, and that is her 8th K of the day. In the middle of six, Chi-High leading Rapids 3-0 in this regional final on WOGO Sports.
One of the reasons people go to Maury's Auto Group is because they recognize the faces. The Maury's team is built on local people. The folks at Maury's are proud to call this area home. Another reason people come to Maury's is because they're part of a larger family of dealerships. That means when you come to Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're plugging into Maury's over 5,000 vehicle inventory. It's the best of both worlds. Local dealerships, most options for you and your family. Maury's, moving life forward.
Back in line.
Hey, what you in for?
Bronchitis. You?
My kid got this ear infection.
Hey, quiet over there.
Waiting in line at the pharmacy shouldn't feel like a prison sentence. So skip the big box and transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. Your locally owned Medicine Shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee provide caring service, expert pharmacists, and even free local delivery, so you can skip the wait altogether. The Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
To the bottom of the sixth, Chi-High looking for a little more insurance. Leading 3-0 in this Division I regional softball final. Max are up 6-0 against Colfax in the sixth inning there. And for the Cards, Michael Burrow again. She homered her last time, and she smashes a base hit to left field. So Burrow also swinging a hot bat.
Jumped on that first pitch, and just a really nice, easy stroke, line drive, base hit.
Well, I'll tell you what, if in fact the result of today is going to Stevens Point for Tuesday's sectional semifinal, I mean, these girls look like they're ready. They look like they're playing their peak level here. And there's a ball missing, and coming out of there ready to throw is Layla Petra, but nothing doing as Burrow holding over at first after that single. And McKenna Bauer now, the junior designated player, and she's singled and popped out to short in 2 trips. There's a ball missing, 2-0 from the left-handed throwing Bailey Williams, so Coach Cliff Holberg sticking with the sophomore. And why not? It's a very close game still, 3-0. The Rapids will get 3 more outs. There's a called strike, 2-1 to Bauer. Don't get sidelined by a lingering injury at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. This one hit down the third baseline and foul. I'll finish by telling you Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sport Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with the new and improved clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake, CVOSM.com. 2-2 now to the right-handed hitting Bauer from Williams. Fouls it off. Stays 2-2. Heard the beginning of the Brewer game last night. The leadoff homer from Miami. Then I was away. I come back and I'm like, 1-0. I'm like, that was it? I heard the only run of the game for either team. There's a ball 3-2 to Bauer and Allie Geist on deck.
Sometimes that's all it takes.
I know. Well, and today when you got Burrow initially, I'm like, right now that's the game-winning hit, right?
That's right. That's right.
But some of these girls swinging, Steinmetz and Burrow really standing out. There's a ground ball to short. They're trying to get two. They get the out there and throw over to first, not in time. So 6-4 on the fielder's choice as Burrow is eliminated. But Bauer reaches. And it brings up Allie Geist, the sophomore first baseman, who's popped out to second and flown out to left in her two trips. Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show to follow here on WOGO afterwards. There's a smash to left center field, and that's in there, and it's going to go all the way to the fence. Rounding second and heading for third, and Cardinals are going to stand for that. And a nice double from Allie Geist, and there's some power.
Allie was jumped again also on that first pitch, and I think after, you know, flying out twice, that she was determined to get on base, and she had a nice easy stroke with that and ended up on second base.
And again, if you're playing again on Tuesday and you got kind of the lengthy holiday weekend, but I imagine a practice in there at some point. I mean, you're looking at, you're nice to get for your confidence to have a hit today.
Absolutely.
Somewhere, right?
Absolutely.
Because the pitching and everything, and again, you're playing a team in Rapids that did beat Stevens Point during the regular season, but as you and I were talking off the air, you never know. And what do we have going on here? A bit of a break, and it looks like maybe a different pitcher possibly coming in. No, okay.
Williams. I thought so, too.
Yeah, right-hander.
Yeah, it is a right-hander.
So at number 20, they're going to go with Sophia Nelson, the sophomore. Sophia Nelson is who they're calling on now.
There's a lot going on. Terry was over. Terry Dockle, the field ump, was out. He has a ball in his pocket. He's pretending to throw it to the crowd.
Yeah.
I was a little confused there.
And time for me to quickly tell you that engage in the conversations about high school sports in your community and throughout Wisconsin. Follow the WIA on X, formerly known as Twitter, at WIAAWI for general information at WIAWI State. For state tournament updates, you can also find the WIA on Facebook and find them on Instagram. Connect with the WIAA today.
No.
I'm trying to follow as best I can. Go ahead and tell me. Right.
And then we got 18 for 13.
Yeah.
Pinch running.
Okay.
And then we got, wait a minute. And then 11 for 10.
It's your real mom.
Okay, so Kennedy Swan and Bella Biederman. Gotcha, very good, thank you. So Kennedy Swan and Bella Biederman are in as pinch runners for the Cardinals. Now, do you know which who's on which base?
I believe Swan. I do not.
Okay. We'll try to figure it out. 18 is Kennedy Swan and Bella Biederman. So
I believe Swan is on third.
All right. I'm looking at, I'm trying to use my X-ray vision. It looks like maybe that is 18 on second, I think. All right, well, we'll try to pick out the number, but we got number 15 batting for the Cardinals.
Swan is in for Geist.
Okay. And so this is Emma McElwam.
So you're right. She's on second base.
Okay. So Kennedy Swan, number 18, in for Allie Geist. And also Bella Biederman running for Bauer.
Correct.
So a lot of different things to get track of in terms of the scoring book. And the count, 1-1 now to the right-handed hitting Emma McElwam, who has lined out to right and homered in her two trips. Off-speed pitch, she swings and misses at one low, and now it's 1-2. Again, the Cardinals, Burrow singled. Bauer hit into the fielder's choice. But then, Burrow was eliminated, and then the double from Geist creating second and third with one out against Bailey Williams. Emma McElwam, the eight hitter, the pitch, ball high, and it gets away from the catcher, but the runners threatened, but getting it fast enough was Layla Petra that keeps the runners from scoring. sure if Biederman was totally ready there or not. I'm not sure.
No, I agree.
Yeah. Well, it seemed to be an opportunity. And again, 3-0 lead. Cardinals looking for insurance with one out. McElwain, the 2-2 pitch from the new pitcher, actually. And this one's smashed by the second baseman. Throw over to first in the dirt for the out. Drop the ball. So runners at the corners and a run in, and it's 4-0 Chippewa. So again, the pitcher is number 20, Sophia Nelson. Sophia Nelson is the pitcher who's the sophomore who had pitched yesterday, and that's who they've called on in relief. And so would have got the run anyhow, but then dropping the ball at first base was Ross, and so now 4-0 Chippewa. And it brings up Georgia Romanowski, the right-handed hitter, with runners at the corners. And now the runner's stealing second, and they're going to fake the throw, then throw over to third and the runner back. So McElwain running for herself, and now you've got Kennedy Swan, who's at third, as Bella Biederman scored a moment ago to make it 4-0. And McElwain able to reach. There's a called strike, and the count 0-2 to Romanowski. Help me out. Who was the infielder that the last ball was hit to? Was it short?
Yes.
Okay. And we had the drop on. And there's one to center field. It'll be short, actually. It gets by the shortstop. One run is in. And, again, the Cardinals with runners at the corners lead it 5-0. So a lot to keep track of with the personnel changes that we had for Chippewa, but they continue to manufacture runs. And that was, would you call that a single then?
It was a single, yes. Yeah. The shortstop needed, you know, she went down and tried to knock it down. She wouldn't have gotten a throw off.
So the Cardinals here, over time, kind of wearing down Rapids, it seems, and then coming out of there after the first pitch, a strike to a looking Kenneth Johnston, Layla Petra ready to go. And again, the Cardinals able to steal another base. So it's, again, you get the corners and you steal the base because you're really forcing the other team to go ahead and, you know, I dare you to throw it out here, right?
Right.
So some of the strategies of softball as the 0-1 count to Johnston. Cardinals have up to a 5-0 lead and a smash base hit. There's her first hit of the day, and the Cardinals take it 6-0, make it 7-0 now as both runs score from second and third. So the two RBI single for Johnston here in the sixth, and Chahai just breaking it wide open. So again, good for her, Tammy, in terms of that confidence after a strikeout and a couple of flyouts.
Exactly.
Right?
She's not used to that. She wants to get on base and to come up also with the two RBIs.
Yeah. Olivia Sanborn now on a ground ball and a diving stop by the second baseman, Nalita Carroll, but only able to knock it down before it's retrieved by the right fielder, Linsmeyer. And Rapids having a tough time retiring anybody now as the Cards have, even against the new pitcher, Sophia Nelson.
Right, and similar. I'm not so sure that there would have been a play on that ball because she kind of laid out to knock it down and hit the tip of her glove.
Right.
So considered a single.
Cards hitting them where they ain't.
Yes.
Only one out still. There's a ball missing. And again, it's 7-0 here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. I mean, should Chai-Hai, I mean, I'm just projecting, if they keep this going and get to 10, this game potentially wouldn't reach the seventh inning.
Right.
There's a ball upstairs. And again, who would have thought that? I mean, early on, it took a long time for the Cards to get any runs before the home run by Burrow made it 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth. And then two more, including the McElwain homer, to make it 3-0 after five. And then the Cards really exploding for four more this inning, and runners at first and second, only one out. And there's a strike to a looking Paige Steinmetz. Again, she's had the hot bat, two singles, and a solid line out to center today. 2-1 count to Steinmetz. She could end it with one swing of the bat here. Off-speed pitch misses, 3-1 to Paige with Lauren Shepard on deck. Rapids 14-7 winners over Wausau East yesterday, but just haven't been able to score against Violet McElwain today. The pitch. This one hit well to left field, and that is going to be caught by the left fielder, Gabby Nielitz, and the runners hold, and that's the second out. So a fly out by Steinmetz. And it brings up Lauren Shepard. I'm kind of setting aside the superstition and just saying, I'm just going ahead and talking about
well,
it.
Well, you know, state the obvious, right?
Yeah.
If Lauren does what she's capable of, this game will be done.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
I'm just going to say it.
There you go. You embraced it. There's a called strike. I thought that was going to be low, but 1-0. Would you say we've kind of become friends with Cliff Thompson today? I mean, we didn't know his name at the start of the game.
Right, it took us
He's
a little
coming
while,
over.
Yeah.
And we've done a lot of games this year, but we've never had an up coming over and making sure we had the changes.
That was,
And at one point, he stuck his tongue out to let me know he was thirsty. So, I mean, it's just been, it's ball high. It's been bonding.
There has been some bonding there.
Connection.
Cliff knows. He wants to keep everybody in the game.
What the world needs now, you know? 1-1. Yeah, a good senior umpiring crew, Cliff Thompson and Terry Dockle on the bases. And again, should Chahai win, it would be off to either hosting Menominee or going to Stevens Point on Tuesday. We'd have it for you here on WOGO. This one's going to be knocked by the shortstop and rounding third and digging for home. And the Cardinals make it 8-0 as Kenna Johnson puts her speed into use there on the RBI single from Lauren Shepard. And so we're going to get a courtesy for the catcher. Let's see if we can get the number here. Number nine is for Chippewa Falls is Katja Maurer, a senior pinch runner. The third one the Cards have used today, and she'll go to first. And so the single from everybody's batted this inning, so we will use the – well, we'll see how we do. You know, here's what I do is I try to double. If it's only one batter – you can get away with it if it starts to be more than that. So Burrow's single to start this whole big rally that has produced five runs for the Cards, who lead it 8-0. Ball high, 1-0. Graduation going on at Eau Claire North tonight. The big drive-in graduation for Chahai tomorrow. Forecast not friendly. I guess the backup plan is the gym. But
that is, yep, and it's still up in the air.
Yep, and from what I've heard is the strike. 1-1. I heard one of our announcers, who's pretty keen on meteorology, not a meteorologist, but he was breaking it down, the forecast, and looking at things tomorrow, and it seemed like the later you get in the afternoon, the lesser the percentage chances of rain are.
Okay.
So that was encouraging, considering it doesn't start till 5. There's a ball low, 2-1 to Burrow, and she has singled and homered and flown out.
Catcher had a hard time grabbing that since it was kind of the pitch was in the dirt, so both runners advanced on that.
Thank you for noting that.
Yes.
And runners at second and third in scoring position. That's the winning run at second here in the bottom of the sixth. The 10-run rule is possible for Burrow. The 2-1 pitch to her. Ball low, and it gets away from the catcher, and the runner's going to advance and head first slide and safe. And scoring there is Sanborn to make it 9-0 and 6 runs in the inning. And it moves up to third base. The pinch runner, Katja Maurer, with Burrow now looking at a 3-1 count.
I'm sure Katja would love to score the game-ending run.
Yeah.
There,
the Cards would love to do it.
Said that too. We're not holding back here.
It's a new you. You're not the same person you were when we started this broadcast. 3-1 pitch. It's a ball high. Take your base. Michael Burrow. So how's that for an inning? A single and a walk in one inning for Burrow, and it brings up McKenna Bauer. I'm still sticking with trying to do two batting performances. Why? Why not, Mark? Just go to the next frame, please. All right. So we've got a re-entry going on for 24 for Bailey Williams is coming back in to pitch. So they've seen enough of Sophia Nelson. And she was yesterday's pitcher against Wausau East in that 14-7 win. But Bailey Williams, the lefty, is going to come back against McKenna Bauer, the right-handed hitter for the Cardinals, looking to end it. The runner at third is 60 feet away from a victory. In the bottom of the sixth, the Cards have exploded for 6 runs after a scoreless game into the fourth when Michael Burrow put one out of here. And then Emma McElwain made it 2-0 in the fifth. And 6 runs in this inning and made it 9-0 are the runner at second and 2 out. And McKenna Bauer. Home plate umpire Cliff Thompson, Terry Dockle on the bases. I'm Mark Halverson with Tammy Slowiak. This one a pop-up on the infield, and it's in foul territory and caught by Layla Petra. But not before the Cards score six runs through six from Casper. It's all Chahai leading at 9-0. Rapids down to the final three outs of their season on WOGO Sports.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive an average of $29.74 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $35.98 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
To the seventh we go. The Cardinals three outs away from advancing to Tuesday's sectional semifinal in Division I softball. Annabelle Ross, Layla Petra, and Kiana McIntyre, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters for Rapids against Violet McIlwam, going the distance here with a 9-0 lead. And there's a kind of a wild pitch. That would be a wild pitch there.
That would be a wild pitch.
It doesn't register as that because there's nobody on base. But I said earlier I kind of struggle with sometimes in softball, wild pitch or pass ball, but that was pretty clear. But again, you got to like the Cardinals. 9 runs, kind of the consistency. 9 the other day and 9 again here today, and the ball fouled off. And really, it was kind of a cloud burst there in the bottom half of the sixth.
It was. There's a lot going on.
Trying to bring you as many of those highlights as we can in the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show as McDonald taking care of business as well against Colfax today, looking to move on. Most likely against Fall Creek as McIlwam gets the count 2-1 and that ball getting away from Shepherd. Lakin McKeithren to come in relief the other day in a 9-1 game, but today the coach is opting to stick with Violet for trying to get these final three outs and end rapid season. And move on to face either Menominee here or Stevens Point there on Tuesday, and we'll have it for you either way on WOGO. There's a ball low. She seems to be a little erratic here. She takes her base. I'm not sure if that was ball four or she was hit, but it was kind of bowled in there.
because I only had three.
Okay, so I think she was hit, and here to start the seventh. Yeah, that's what they're saying. There was a little bit of confusion, even in the Chahai dugouts. I feel better now.
He didn't know either.
Because if Coach Faraday's looking for clarification. Again, there's a rise pitch that misses 1-0. But what about the mentality here? You're up by 9, but you want to stay focused. You want to stay intense, right?
I think it kind of goes to what you're saying in terms of this is playoff, and you.
Right. And this one, stroke to third. Romanowski looks at second, throws across the first to get the out. And again, the runner speedily advancing to second, Annabelle Ross, the first baseman, and Petra grounding out 5-3. And Romanowski, the freshman, she's been solid at third today.
She actually had time to. She looked for a while at second base, and we just the coverage wasn't there, and she had plenty of time to get the ball over to first instead.
And so it brings up Kiana McIntyre, and looking at strike one. The designated player, McIntyre, struck out both times back in the second and again in the fourth. Violet McIlwam now just 5 strikes away from she and the Cards advancing to sectionals. And this one tapped foul. 4 strikes. The out countdown, the strike countdown. We got it all for you here on WOGO Sports. Maybe can we get that sponsored? I'll have to talk to Kayla. Yeah. The 2-out countdown brought to you by... There's a riser that misses 1-2. Chahai leading it 9-0. They had 1 in the fourth on a home run by Michael Burrow. 2 in the fifth, starting with a home run by Emma McIlwam. And then 6 in the sixth inning to blow this wide open. Swing and a miss, strike 3. And now down to their final out as McIntyre becomes the ninth strikeout victim of the day. 9 strikeouts for Mackawam. So she was impressive the other day and again here, but again, either Menominee or Stevens Point waiting. Menominee, who Chahai split a doubleheader with earlier in the season there, and then that was their first loss of the season. There's a ball, 1-0. This is Jazz Red Cloud, the third baseman. She has walked and grounded out to third in her two trips. And the Rapids season has come down to this. The runner at second, but down 9-0. They had hoped it would be much closer. And this one, ground ball, a tough one. Johnston throw over to first in time, and the Cardinals advance on the ground ball. So Chippewa Falls moving on to Tuesday in the sectional semifinal in D1 in softball against either Stevens Point on the road or Menominee here. We're back at the postgame in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi-Hi and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes our Chi-Hi and McDonald's student-athletes the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I near St. Joseph's Hospital. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on Facebook and Instagram for upcoming events and tips on taking care of your health naturally. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking, but we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
This is the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Mark Halverson, Tammy Slowiak, as Chahai wins it 9-0 today. This was a scoreless game through three innings, and then in the fourth, Michael Burrow with a solo home run to start the fourth. That proved to be the winning hit for Chippewa, and the only run they scored in the fourth. And then in the fifth, they come back and they get a leadoff homer again from Emma McElwam, and then are able to manufacture another run as Georgia Romanowski able to score. She'd reached on a single and then advanced on an error and scored on a hit by Paige Steinmetz. And then they just a cloudburst, six runs in the sixth inning, and they batted 11, and they go on to a 9-0 victory. But I guess you got to start with Violet McElwam. I mean, she was impressive for the Cards. Second time this week, 9 strikeouts for the freshman. I think two walks and a hit batsman, but she's looking like she's going to be the hurler they go with on Tuesday.
Well, she's proving herself to be, you know, consistent, reliable. She keeps her composure. And, yeah, agreed. She will certainly be vying to continue if this is the way she's going to perform and compose herself.
Right. So, and again, bats looking good. I mean, here's the thing. I mean, Paige Steinmetz, if you look at her on the day today, I mean, Paige with she had two singles, but she had a line out to center. Yeah, certainly Burrow and McElwain with the home run power that they had, but we saw others break through. Kenneth Johnson late with a two RBI single. I mean, you've got a – it is team in the truest sense of the word, right?
It absolutely is. This is a complete game. I was thinking about what we talked about before the game started and what was necessary to during playoffs, what your focus is, and they played a complete game. They played great defense, I think, which I had one error, and it was early on.
Yeah, right.
And they just – are playing playoff softball.
They are. Let's catch some of our highlights. And again, McDonald, we had the WOGO broadcast on Max TV, and I believe McDonald, the winner of that, and it looked like, are they still playing over there? It looks like
maybe
the scoreboard says 0-0 now, but it still has unless the sixth inning up there. So
unless it's a 10. It's hard to tell. It might be 10-0.
You're right. It may be. I think that is true. I think it is. So there's some celebrating going on over there. So 10-0 would mean that McDonald won that game in six, and that seems to be the indication there. And so they're likely moving on there to face Fall Creek on Tuesday. And we'd have the same deal where if the times overlap, which they're expected to, then we would be on the radio here, and it would be WDOGO's coverage on Max TV. But we're waiting for either Chelsea Sikora or Jared Faraday to come and join us, and also some highlights to get to of this broadcast here on WOGO, the post-glass, post-game show for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Let's get some of the highlights, and we'll wait for one of the coaches. The 0-2 pitch, swinging, strike three. So early on, just a highlight there from one of the many strikeouts that Violet McElwain had in her terrific performance, her second win, the regional semifinal the other day over River Falls, and this one over Rapids today. Here's another
Holberg.
Swing and a miss, strike three. McElwain really fooled her with that one. So some of the highlights, as early on, we didn't have any runs, so we had to find highlights somewhere. Yeah, absolutely. And again, obviously, Wausau East a lower seed, but and McElwain, the freshman right-hander, off-speed pitch for a called strike three. So three McElwain strikeout highlights. Would there be any offensive highlights in this game? We wondered early on. McDonald leading across the way, 4-0 over Colfax in the third inning. Catch WOGO's broadcast on Max TV on that one. Burrow hits it to center field. They've had good defense. Kristen Radke, it's out of here in a home run. Oh, my. Michael Burrow. Kristen Radke kept going back, and she ran out of fence, and the Cardinals grab a 1-0 lead. And so that was an offensive highlight that proved to be the game-winning hit for the Cardinals senior second baseman Michael Burrow. And then Emma McElwain, another senior, came through with a solo shot the next inning. My apologies, we don't have that highlight. A particular track had run out, but we've got some more scoring for the Cardinals. The pitch, ball low, 1-0. And it gets away from the catcher, and here comes the play at the plate, sliding safe, and Romanowski scores. And that was also in that fifth inning after the home run by McElwain that Romanowski able to work her way around the bases and score the Cardinals' third run. And you never know how much insurance you need. I mean, Wisconsin Rapids did score 14 runs just yesterday. OGO afterwards. There's a smash to left center field, and that's in there, and it's going to go all the way to the fence. Rounding second and heading for third, and Cardinals are going to stand for that. And a nice double from Allie Geist, and there's some power. Allie Geist, the Cardinal first baseman there.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, it seemed to be an opportunity. And again, 3-0 lead. Cardinals looking for insurance with one out. McElwain, the 2-2 pitch from the new pitcher, actually. And this one's smashed by the second baseman. Throw over to first in the dirt for the out. Drop the ball. So runners at the corners and a run in, and it's 4-0 Chippewa. That was just the beginning of the cloudburst in the bottom of the sixth inning for Chai Johnston. Cardinals have up to a 5-0 lead. And a smash base hit. There's her first hit of the day. And the Cardinals take it 6-0. Make it 7-0 now as both runs score from second and third. Kenna Johnson with both of those hits. The Cardinal leadoff hitter and the senior shortstop coming through to kind of boost her hitting confidence heading into the final game. A couple more highlights here. The 2-1 pitch to her. Ball low, and it gets away from the catcher, and the runner's going to advance and head first, slide, and safe. And scoring there is Sanborn to make it 9-0 and 6 runs in the inning. And that's where the scoring ended for Chahai, but we've got one more
highlight.
To this. The runner at second, but down 9-0. They had hoped it would be much closer. And this one, ground ball, a tough one. Johnston throw over to first in time, and the Cardinals advance on the ground ball. So Chippewa Falls moving on to Tuesday in the sectional semifinal in D1 in softball. And taking it 9-0 as we go through the highlights in the Post-Glass and Mirror postgame show on WOGO. Needless to say and understandably, you and I and visiting with the radio folks is not at the top of the agenda for Chelsea and Jared. They've got other things. They do have two coaches, though. And maybe if we just kind of indicate like we're on an island and there's a plane flying over, somebody will see us.
Maybe they were the WEAU, I think, got to them before we did.
Oh, yeah. TV overrated. That battle is just ongoing, you know. They'll say, well, you know, your picture will be on, too. So we'll get the microphone ready here.
Oh.
And I think Jared's going to hand it off to Chelsea
Sounded
to join
like
us.
It.
All right, Chelsea, congratulations on the win. Give us your take on it.
Final win is a good time. So it's really great to play on a beautiful day and, you know, to be amongst a great team of girls. And it was just a fun day. Very fun.
It was a scoreless game early on. And then Michael Burrow comes through with a solo shot, the game-winning hit. Your thoughts on your talented second baseman?
I think, you know, we just needed that little bit of giddy up and go to kind of get things rolling for us offensively. And she's just such a great leader by example. And she's done that literally since her freshman year. So it's just so fun when her actions get to spark, you know, a victory for us. She does such a great job.
And then Emma McElwam comes through with a solo shot in the top of the next inning.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's daunting for pitchers and it's daunting for defenses when your 5 and 8 hitters are hitting home runs. It's like, you know, you're expecting that out of the 3-4, but, you know, pitchers are sometimes like, give me a break, 5, 6, 7, 8. You know, so our offense is so good in that way that our 1 through 4 obviously wear them out, but they don't get to take any breaks.
Right.
I want you to speak to Violet as she ended, what,
good
9?
Point.
Nine strikeouts
and 2 walks.
And she just seemed very composed.
Yeah, she's a competitor. She wants the ball. She loves to compete. She's got confidence in what she's doing. And, I mean, to be a good athlete, you need those things. And she has the skills to go along with it. I mean, I feel like she's pitching her best when she needs to be at the end of May.
And it feels like your team is playing its best right now.
Yeah, absolutely. We've worked hard day in and day out at practice throughout our seasons and games, never settling with, you know, we're good enough as we are, and I think as a coaching staff, you know, with my dad, Rich, and Shelly, and Jared, you know, we consistently put practices together to put pressure on the girls, so we are playing our best ball in May. So I'm really proud of the girls that they stuck with the process, and they're seeing some results right now.
The further on you get, we know the opponents get tougher, whether it's Menominee here or Stevens Point there. Certainly a big test, but you get to the sectional semis.
Yeah, word on the street, we're headed to Stevens Point. So,
okay.
You know, they're always, they've got energy. Their coach has energy. They're a winning program who, you know what it knows what it's like to, you know, win sectional and sectional final games. So, yeah, they're going to be ready to compete, but so are we.
All right, very good. We'll see you Tuesday.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
All right, Chelsea Sikora with the inside word there. I know just when we hadn't necessarily heard they were announcing afterwards, Dave Hansen, and they were just saying, stay tuned, the higher seed. But again, the word is Stevens Point is coming out on top here. And again, the top seed in this section.
Yeah, and, you know, their research was better than mine because I've been trying to look and could not find the outcome of that game. But just what we had said before, that we had anticipated was probably Stevens Point.
Yeah.
And Stevens Point and Chippewa are not you know, they know about each other. This has been kind of a history. And so I almost feel like they might be kind of disappointed if it weren't, didn't come to this.
They may call you in for a pep talk, because when you were a coach and you made the state championship and you beat Stevens Point in the quarterfinal game.
We did. We did. And, you know, it was one of those games going into it. It was my first opportunity to coach at state. And I just felt really, really good about it. Uh-huh. And I think that that's, you know, like just like Chelsea said, that this coaching staff does such a great job getting this team prepared, that going in to Tuesday against Stevens Point, great program, Chi High is playing the best ball that they can at this point in their season. And so now, what's the saying? The hay's in the barn. They're going to go play their game and take care of things on their side of the ball and and give it their best shot.
And the early forecast looks good. So your prayers for tomorrow night's drive-in graduation be appreciated. I know my colleague Caleb Swenson has worked so hard behind the scenes on that. And so, again, I had some encouragement from what I heard in terms of the breakdown and the percentage chances of rain lessen as the day moves on. But Chi High winning at 9-0 in this one here today. And thanks so much, Tammy, for joining us.
My pleasure.
See you Tuesday.
That sounds good.
In Stevens Point. What a battle that'll be. The Cards and Stevens Point. Again, we're looking at about a 4:30 to 4:35 pregame here on WOGO Sports coming up on Tuesday. And again, McDonald advancing most likely to face Fall Creek. And so we'll have the same thing with WOGO's coverage on Max TV. And we'll be here on FM 103.1 and AM 680 and the live stream at wogo.com, where we'll get the podcast up. Thanks to Elena Halverson for producing and operating the board for us in this one. Chi High wins at 9-0. Thanks so much for listening. And please, which you would, patronize our advertisers. They made this broadcast and coverage of spring sports possible on WOGO. Good night.
Chi High softball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports day.
Coverage of the Lady Cards is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toyce and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Stelter Incorporated, Quality Propane and Fuels, and Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, it's your WOGO sports team, Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak.
WOGO, your sports station.